Education Bill, recognizing the Jewish scholar who supports living under Noahide laws. For those that don't already know, there is an evil sect of Jewish people that practice the Kabbalah, mysticism, witchcraft. You know, where the tarot cards come from. Tarot cards are like a portable Kabbalah, if that makes sense. Both are hinged by a tree of life. It's a diagram with 10 points and 22 paths. There's your 22 major cards of the tarot, and also witches used to have 22 paths or courses of study. It's all the same old witchcraft, later called Kabbalah or tarot. Kabbalah originated in the 1600s, although they try and convince people it began way earlier. There's a lot of subtlety implied, though. In their rise to position, there's a bunch of ritualistic junk, and then they choose to be a goat instead of a sheep. The evils are all in there, and it's all based on the Old Testament, 12 tribes, you name it, 10 commandments. That makes it even more evil to me. Talk about the deepest depths of Luciferianism. And on the JewishScholars.org website, it talks about peace and love and how they want to implement the Noahide laws into the education systems and charities through the United Nations. This is some really creepy stuff. And this is who and what George Bush is honoring with the so-called Education Day.